This is Joanna Schrader reporting, and I am with Al Ebron with the National Alternative Fuels Training Consortium. Al, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm well. We are at the National Biodiesel Board Convention. So a lot of people are not familiar with your organization. Can you start off by telling us about what you do and how long you've been around?
Well, the National Alternative Fuels Training Consortium has been around since 1992. We do a number of things, but some of the key things that we do is project management, and we'll manage large projects in the area of alternative fuels and advanced technology vehicles. We also develop curricula. We turn that curricula into training programs. And then we also do outreach and education as it relates to, once again, alternative fuels and advanced technology vehicles.
So I think you mentioned to me, Al, that you've been around since 1992.
That's correct.
And then what fuel sort of got you going?
Initially, we primarily did training and education with the natural gas industry. That's how we started, because back in the early 90s, there was a need for natural gas vehicle training as natural gas vehicles were coming into the marketplace. There was a concern that there would not be an educated workforce, educated technicians to work on these vehicles. So West Virginia University and the natural gas industry put this program together. And then it soon grew from natural gas and the gaseous fuels to the other alternative fuels like the biofuels, biodiesel, ethanol. And then we moved into the electric drive vehicle technologies, electric vehicles, hybrids, fuel cell and hydrogen vehicles, and the related technologies.
So, you know, those are a lot of technologies that you're covering. So when you traditionally go in and hold a training seminar, do you focus on one or two fuels, for example? Would you go in and focus specifically on biodiesel?
Yes, when we do training, especially the technical training, we will be training on one technology. For example, if we do our biodiesel training, we will focus on biodiesel, and the same with natural gas, propane, or whatever the technology might be. There are some of the courses that we have, like our first responder safety training, that we will go in and we will talk about multiple fuels. We'll talk about the biofuels, the gaseous fuels, and then the electric drive. We may do that in like a 2 or 3 day workshop with first responders. So in those cases, we will do multiple fuels and vehicle types when we're doing the training. Also, if we're doing workshops for like the general public, or we're educating code officials, or we're educating public officials, then we may combine a number of the different technologies based on what the target audience needs.
So I know you do these training sessions throughout the year, but you do have a focal point in the summer when more people can attend. So where can consumers or technicians go to get more information about your programs?
We do have a training schedule that we put together at the first of the year. We're in the process of doing that. They can go to our website, www.naftc.wvu.edu, or they can call us at 304-293-7882.
Now, how about companies? Do you have any ability for corporations or associations to get involved in helping with the program as well?
Yes. Matter of fact, our consortium is made up of primarily our key members are our national training centers, and they're made up of primarily community colleges, universities, private training institutions, and so those are our core technical training national training centers. We also have associate training center members, and they're high schools. So we do work with high schools to get this technology involved at that level so they can move to the community colleges and into the universities. We also have business and corporate membership that businesses and organizations can join us and support what we are doing. And we also have a nonprofit group. Membership that they can join us as well. You have to realize this program is a program of West Virginia University, and we are an educational nonprofit organization. So we work with many people in the industry. We work with a number of organizations, and of course we work with a lot of the federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Energy. Currently we have 4 major projects with the U.S. Department of Energy. One is the Clean Cities Learning Program, which we are developing first responder safety training, also petroleum reduction technologies, manuals and trainings and those kind of things for the Clean Cities program, and we also have a large electrification program called the Advanced Electric Drive Vehicle Education Program, which is a very large program where we're focusing on electric drive vehicle technologies. So you can see we have a number of areas that we cover in the waterfront, and we do focus, we try to be fuel neutral, but when we're focused on that technology, we're focused on that technology, and the training is focused on that technology.
Great. Well, sounds like you're doing some great work. Well, we'll be sure to keep track of what you're doing, and we'll send people to your website for more information, and be sure to tell us when you have training sessions coming up, and we can let our readers know.
Be glad to.
Great. Thanks, Al.
Thank you.